Kinegdoi nami leboi.
True, avada he gets a nice aliyah, he could read on even further. But his chiv is not a real chiv alila, we just said. We only let him read Mishum Kavod HaTorah, so since he's only reading Mishum Kavod HaTorah anyway, therefore we don't have to have the Navi connected what he's saying. So, from this Gemara, Samashma, Tayyip speaks out that Tachashia, Lefi Minagenu, Shonu Negev, Mechol Shevas Zashona, Shamafti, Chayzev, Kura, Mashakor, Rishonim, Vienkura, Klal, Achakach, him came Michael Mishani, Kivan the Mishum Kavanah Torah, Kinegdoi, them will be not Rabba, Kivan they Kurim. The way we do, we give Maftir, he just reads back again the last Pasha. So the Gemara wants answer, you know why you don't have to have a Navi more than 21 Psukim? I should have said better, because even though Maftir gets an Aliyah, but he doesn't read a new 3 Psukim, his Psukim he's reading is only the Psukim we already read before. So really we only have to have at least 21 psukim. That would be enough. To give 7 aliyahs would be enough to read 21 psukim in the Torah. You have to give master an aliyah. According to our meaning, there wouldn't be any kasha. Our masters would just repeat again the last few psukim. So Tayyip brings the raya, Bizman HaChazal that wasn't maftir. Bizman HaChazal, the one that got maftir, used to read on the next parasha. He used to read another 3 psukim vayta. He used to read. Therefore, the Gemara has to go kasha. Since he used to read right to the next parasha, another 3 psukim, so then at least you have to have at least 24 psukim. And that the Gemara answers, Mishum Kavod HaShabbos, Mishum Kavod Torah, it's not a real chiyuv, we don't have to have the psukim kineged him. So the famous Tos has the kasha, how come by Yom Tovim from Maftir, we read the Karbonos of the day? How come every Shabbos from Maftir we don't read over Yom HaShabbos? Like every Shabbos Maftir should have been like a Yom Tov, we read the Karbonos of the Yom. Tos gives 3 terutzim. One terutz is of Yom HaShabbos only has 2 psukim to it, and we can't read 2 psukim. To go on to the next one is too much. Another one Tos says is that the Haftarah is always supposed to be Me'inyan of the Maftir. So if you're going to have the same Maftir every single Shabbos, you'll have to have the same Haftarah every single Shabbos also. And Chazal didn't want it. Chazal wanted, we should learn Navi, there should be a different Maftir every Shabbos. That's why they weren't mistaken that our Maftir, they wanted a different Haftarah, so therefore they weren't mistaken our Maftir should always be over Yom HaShabbos. And the third pshat he says is that after by Yom Tovim we say the Kabonis because the Kabonis came to Chaporah. It was Mechaporos on Yom Tov. So we want to speak about those Kabonis that was Mechaporos. Mashenken, the Musaf on Shabbos wasn't L'Shem Kaporah. It was Shum Kaporah. It didn't come Mishum Kaporah, he says. Our Kabonis Shabbos Einam Boyim L'Kaporah. It didn't come Mishum Kaporah. It was Tam Aschev Shabbos to bring Shnei Kvosim. So therefore, we don't have to read it over. Therefore, every Shabbos by our Maftir, we don't read or Yom HaShabbos Shnei Kvosim Neshana. Rather, we just chazer over the last Psukim. Or else, in Tosfos of the Gemara's times, they used to read another 3 Psukim later.
All right, turn over. All right, turn over.
Right, so called Al Gemara Teretz is that connect the Namile boy, that since the Maftir was only Mishum Kovet HaTorah, we don't have to have 3 Psukim for him in the Navi. Maskev Lo Rova, Varei Oiloi Seichem Sofui. This is a HaTorah, they say the thing of Pashat Tzav. They say this HaTorah, Psukim in Yom Yo. The Lo Heaven Esrim Echad, it's not even 21 Psukim. The Karinan, and still we use that for HaTorah? Are you telling me you have to have at least 21 Psukim for the HaTorah? That's the end of that parsha. In other words, like this, if you're reading in the middle of a parsha, you have to read at least 21 psukim in the Navi. But when you're reading one parak in the Navi, and the parak ends before 21 psukim, that's also good. So like this parsha in Yom Yovah also, the Inyan ends before 21, we could use it for the after. But when Inyan doesn't end, is that you can't stop. The Yomer Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, Zimnin Sagin, it once happened I was going heavy Kimna Kaima the Rabbi Yechlin. I was once going in front of Rabbi Yechlin. Tchi heavy Karinon, Asar Psuki, after I read 10 Psukim in the Novi for the Aftarom, Omar Lo Nasiko, he said stop. Mokam Shiyeh, he said stop. No, you didn't have to read more than 10 Psukim. So who are you telling me now you have to read 21 Psukim at least? And there, this time it wasn't the middle of an Indian there. They didn't finish no Indian. It was the middle of an Indian. They told him that the 10 psukim to stop. So Mar says, Mokam Shiesh Turgumin Shani. A place that you have a Turgumin, that's different. That used to say the psukim, and then the Matargim used to repeat it and say it over again in their language to understand it. So Rashi says, the what? Shiesh Turek Tzibur. A place that you have to stop, and the person has to explain the psukim, it's a big Tichud the Tziburah to make you wait so long, so we didn't want you to read so many psukim. So as Tichud the Tziburah, you don't have to read more than 10 psukim. But when you don't have a Meturgrim, then the loch reads, you have to read at least 21 psukim. Titoni Rav Tachlipa Bar Shmuel. Loishon Wele B'Mokim Shein Torgman. When do we say you have to have at least 21 psukim when there's no interpreter there? Ava Mokim Shein Torgman Toysik. But the place we have an interpreter there, it takes a longer time. Mishum Tircha the Tzibur, not to keep him too busy in shul too long. You don't have to have a Torgman. You don't have to say more than 10 psukim. 10 psukim is enough. You ain't person al shema. You know, this Mishnah talking about you have to have 10 people. For all these things that it says in the Mishnah, you have to have at least 10 people there when you do it. So the first thing is ain't person al shema. Like you don't say berchu. If you missed berchu, you don't say berchu unless you have 10 people there. So Rashi says like this: ain't person al shema. Minyan habol beis haknesses. If you have 10 people that come to shul liacha shekorah hatzibur shema, after they already said shema. So Ran says it means to say 10 people davened privately. And now after they got finished davening privately, they came together in shul. So now they didn't say Baruch Hu yet. So Oymed Echad, one person gets up, Yoymed Kaddish, they say Kaddish, or Baruch Hu, he says Baruch Hu, or Baruch Hu, Yishon Hashem Krishma. And some the first Baruch of Krishma, he says. But the Kenyan is to say a Baruch Hu. So if you didn't hear Baruch Hu yet, you want to say Baruch Hu now, you have to have at least 10 people there to say Baruch Hu. Rashi says, person is a Lashon, Chatzi Adava, half of a thing. Like person mashma means saying half of the brichas kriyishma. V'yein oivrin lefnei ateva. You don't have a shliach tzibur go to davin at the stay of a shemon esrei unless you have 10 people. V'yein noisim al kapeyim. Trasher kanim. The kanim don't duchin unless you have 10 people there. V'yein kurim batera. There's no kriyas atera b'tzibur unless you have 10 people there. V'yein maftirim benavi. Who are then you don't read the Novi, you don't say the Haftarah, if you don't have 10 people. There'll be no gaya, let's say people walked out. Now it's drawn the Kriyas Haftarah, he had 10 people. And then somebody walked out before the Haftarah, so you don't say the Haftarah. In order to say the Haftarah, you have to have 10 people there also. You don't do a Maimed standing up and sitting down. This was by a Levaya, Rashi Lemes. Kishenoysen as a Mes Lekoivoy. When they're taking the mace to the kfura to bury him, on the way to bury him, Yoshrim Zayin Pomim, they used to sit down 7 times, Livchos as the mace, to cry over the mace, the Yeroitzel is Seifto Yisavtum. Whoever wants to say Hespedem will say Hespedem. Vachitan Yigamaram Boba Basra. So, you ain't poiskin Mishiva, Mamodis, you don't have less than 7 Mamodis, 7 stopping, or Mashavas and sittings. Le mace, Kagoin, Omdu, Yikorim, Omdu, Shavu, Yikorim, Shavu. We'll see in the Gemara. You used to tell them, sit down and then get up. So you used to do this while they're walking to the basic forest to bury him. So you only do this when you have 10 people there. That's Ein Oimdim, Ein Oisin, Mayim Midu Moshev. V'yein Oimrim, Birchas Avelim. There's nothing after they made the Kfura, the Rechayv in the street coming back used to make special brachas called Birchas Avelim. Also, you only said that bracha, there are 10 people there. V'tanchuni Avelim. Also, Tanchuni Avelim means Geshechoizu Min HaKforus. And used to be chayzer from the base of kvaris. I'm the menachem es oval. Used to be menachem the oval. V'yein shayra pchusam yasara. If you were mshas, especially when you're walking back, you have a row of 10 people there, and you're menachem the oval. So a special thing you used to do, we only did if you had 10 people. That's what tanchumi avelim also did this in your right after the kvura to walk in between the row. You had to have 10 people there. Or birkas chastan. Who are then by chastanim where sheva brachis. You only say the bracha if you have 10 people there. V'yein mezamnim b'shem. If you make benching, mezumin, you only say the bracha l'lokeinu, you only say Hashem's name, tochus me'asor. If you have less than 10, you don't say it. You only say Hashem's name if you have 10 people there. Over karkois, and when you have something, ground, karka, that's hegdish, you amakdish it. And now you want to be paid to it, you want to exchange it, like let it go out free. So you're paying money to Hegdish. And you get the karka, when you want to shot it up to know how much money it's worth, you have to do it with 10 people. Tisha the coin. There could be 9 Yisraelim there, but 1 coin has to be among them. For Yodam Kiyotzebim. The same thing if a person says that how much his value, he's makdish to Hegdish. Like he says, as much as I'm value on the market, that's how much I want to give to Hegdish. So we want to know now how much are you worth. We have to evaluate you in front of 10 people. Same thing, you have to have 9 Yisraelim there, and at least 1 Kohen has to be amongst you. Trashiva Kakois, Shel Hegdish, Habol Liftoisin. Somebody wants to be Poydah, the Karka that's Hegdish. Sorech ha-sorah v'yechav yam koin. You have to have 10, and one of them has to be a koin. V'yodim k'yotze ben, in bo liftois miyad hegdish, if you want to be poida, from hegdish, that means, we'll see in the Gemara. It should be in bo lifteratzma miyad hegdish. If you want to pat yourself from hegdish, means that you made like a neder to say, the value of myself, I want to give the value of myself to hegdish. So you want to know how much you're worth, we have to value, you have to make a value, so you have to have at least 10 people there to shut you up, see how much you're worth. Right, the minu animili, how do we know these halachis? The first thing, you don't say person mashma, you don't say berchu unless you have 10 people. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barab, Omer Rabbi Yechim, the Yom HaKorot, the Pasuk says, v'nekdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. It's supposed to be mekadesh Hashem amongst b'nei Yisrael. So we dashin kol dovashe b'gdusha. Anything that are b'gdusha, like borchu, kedusha, anything that has to do with kedusha, lo ye pochus miyasor. It can't be unless you have 10 bar mitzvah people there. My mashma, how do we know here you mean 10? Where does it say 10 here? The Tani Rebbe Chiyah, Asya toich toich. We learn out one gzera shava from the word toich toich. Ksiv hocho v'nikadashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. You have to make a kiddush, kedusha, in front of 10, b'soich, in the middle of b'nei Yisrael. Uksiv hosam, another passage in the Midbar says, he bodlo mitoich reida. Go away from the Seder. By B'nai Korach there, it says, he bodlo, go away mitoich reida. And now, good, amongst the Eda, but how many people were there in the Eda? How, what does Eda mean? V'yasya Eda Eda, we learn on Eda Eda. Uksiv hosam says over there, ad mosail Eda roa zois. How long are these? And that was by the Meraglim. And we know there were 10 bearded Meraglim. Two of them were okay. Yeshua and Kol was alright. There was only 10 that were no good. So Malal and Asar, just like over there by the Meraglim, it says the word Eidah, which means 10, is Avkan Asarah. When it says the Pasuk of Ibodlu Mitoich Eidah Azois, also means 10. And it says the word Mitoich there, and it says the word Mitoich over here, V'nikdashti V'soich B'nai Yisrael, so that's how we know a Dovah Shabudush has to be with at least 10 people. Right, V'yenoisin Mayim Midu Moshe Pochas Mesorah. When they're on the way to bury the mace, you can't stop and sit down and stand up 7 times unless you have 10 people there. So verse says, why? Kivan de boy le meima, since they have to say, omdu yikorim amoidu. Like, choshva people, their people stand up. Shavu yikorim shavu, their people sit down. Is botsu miyasor la uch arya. Less than 10 people, it's not manners, not meaning like that to talk to 10 people like this. And this is the way you're supposed to speak to them. Rashi says, and Rashi learns, la uch arya, la triyach shliach. Lakach or the groisim yikorim. Two things: to have a shliach to do all this, and also to talk so nice to them, my dear people. Yimkei ma'anachlam rubim. Because if you do this for less than 10 people, why do you leave over for 10 people? So therefore, it's a svara ucharya. You don't do these things less than 10 people. We don't say birchas avelim birchas chasanim less than 10 people. Gemara says, my birchas avelim. What does birchas avelim mean? It means birchas rechova. It means in the street, when they're coming back, there's a special bracha they used to say on the rechayif, in the street itself. The Yom Rav Yitzchak, Yom Rav Yechanan, birchas avelim biasor. True, to make this bracha, you have to have 10 people there. But v'yein avelim min aminyin. The oval is not min aminyin. You have to have 10 people besides him to make the bracha. Zrash yein avelim min aminyin, shrehiwai me bracha lemenachemim, v'fnei atzman. Achenu balagomu yishalom mechol gemulchem atoy. Baruch Hashem yishalom magmul ol ye. Lovelum efnei yatsman. Achenu balnechom yishinachem eschem. Baruch Hashem yishalom magmulchem. V'yonu kerlum yachet. We put it together. V'yenu kerlum yachet. We don't put it together. So there's a special bracha to the menachemim, to the people that are there. And there's a special bracha for the yovel. Therefore, you have to have 10 people excluding the yovel. That is one bracha for the people being menachem there. There's another bracha for the yovel. So each one is separate. You have to have 10 besides the yovel. Mashenken birchas chasanim. That's what you have by a chasan. You make the sheva brachas. Be asor. You need 10 people there. Aber by chasanim min aminyan. There the chasan is b'teres dominion. And when you have 10 people there, you can say the sheva brachas. Vayitav yei mizamnin ala mosim b'shem pochas miyasor. Why? Kivun the baruch lemeimer. Nevorach lelokeinu. You have to say Hashem's name. But some yasor alav ruchariyah. Less than 10 people, that a makam, the Shekhinah is there, we have 10 people for Nikdashti, that's the makam, to make the Kiddush Hashem, less than 10, we don't say, Nevorach Lelokeinu. Stan Uch Aryeh. V'yakakoyis, Tisha, V'koyin, V'yodim, K'yotzebin. When you want to be poida hegdish, the karka, the grounds, land, or else a person that was makdish himself, the value of him, when you want to value, say how much he's worth, you need 10 people there. We know an emili, omash shmuel, asora kahanim, suvim bapasha. It says in the pasha of this union of hegdeshis, 10 times the word kohen. Rashi says, yud kahanim, suvim, bapasha sagdeshis. Shloisha b'erchin, u'shloisha b'behema, v'yavor b'kakois. V'chivon d'mishalmi bu'asora b'inan asora gavri. Since it says 10 times the word kohen here, these inyonim are being paid the hegdish, that's why we have to have 10 people there to make the value how much it's worth. Chad l'gufei, one is l'gufei you need, shrashi d'kohen b'inan. One word kohen is very good, it teaches us you have to have a kohen there. V'chad l'mutei, some in the girls the word v'chad, some in the it's one just v'chad. Yevidach, and after that, have imiyat achamiyat. As it says, one legufay. So all the other 9, what does that to say for? What do you have to have 9 more for? Let's just say once. Vidach, all the rest of them, have imiyat achamiyat. V'yein miyat achamiyat el l'rabbis. When it says one after another, each one is coming to be married, but the same more. That is to say, tishu Yisraelim. It's enough now to have 9 Yisraelim. V'chad kain. It's enough to have just 1 kain. So all the other ones, rest of the 9 that's extra, comes to teach us, you don't only need a coin, it's enough to have a Yisrael there also. For the more of the Eima, Chamisha Kanam, and Chamisha Yisraelim, Kasha. Even if you want to say you can add, but how do you know to add so much you can have more Yisraelim? Maybe it just comes to say, one and one, like you have to have an equal amount of Kanam and Yisraelim there. It's not the more by Kasha. How do you know to say that all 9 of them can be Yisraelim, and only one is enough to be a coin? Rashi's Vein Chamisha Kanam Chamisha Yisraelim. Kivon the time of Mishum Miyat Achem Miyatu. Hashlishi Ein Miyat Achem Miyat. This one after one is good. When you have the third one, it's not extra. The third one you need to read, tell your kain. The fourth one is extra. The fifth one is not. The sixth one is extra. The seventh one not. So all you should have to have is equal amount of Kanam and Yisraelim. Satim Melbaz Baikash. The Yodim Kiyos. Then by a person also the same thing. That a person when he wants a value, how much he's worth, you have to have 10 people there. For the Gemara, other mikodesh, can a person become kodesh? A person can't make his guf kodesh. Not that he said, me myself is hegdish, but you say the value, how much I'm worth, that amount of money I want to give to hegdish. So now we have to know how much you're worth. Tetanya, ho'imer d'meyolai. If somebody says the value of me, I'm giving to hegdish. We value him as if he's a slave. V'yevet ishkes l'kakois. And we know an Eved Kenani has the same halacha like Kakoyis, like ground, like land. The Eved Kenani has a halacha like Karka. It goes to Rosh Yerusha that when your father dies, the son Yashin is the Avodim Kenanim. So what then here also, by Pidyon, the Torah calls an Adam Daimit to Kevid, and therefore the Kakoyis, we have to have 10 people there to make the value how much you're worth. So by an Adam also, the value also, you need 10 people there. Right, Torah b'Torah lo yifchus mishloshe psukim. See, I've read it before. When you learn the Torah, you shouldn't each aliyah can't be less than 3 psukim. V'lo yikwa lematurgmim yosef pasigechad. If you have an interpreter there, b'shash learning the Torah, you can't read more than 1 pasuk. You have to take it slow. Read 1 pasuk, he interprets it, then do a 2nd pasuk. Ovenavi though, when you're reading the Torah, shloisha, then it's enough to read 3 psukim at a time. You can read 3, and then the interpreter interprets all 3 at a time. If there were 3 different pashoys there, then kerer nechad echad. You read one. Medalgim another day, medalgim a Torah. You can skip around in the Novi, you don't skip around in the Torah. If you had kamu medalag, how much can you skip around? Akadesh la yisakam a Torgman. Up until you have to skip from one place to another place in the Novi to read that Torah, like you read 3 psukim to the Torgman, while it takes him time to repeat the 3 psukim, you're allowed to roll up the Novi from one place to another place. But if it ever takes you more than that time to roll to get to a next place, so far away, you don't read after like from 2 different places so far away. All right, stop here. You're holding Dav Chav Dalet, we're holding. Yeah, Dav Chav Dalet, we'll just start again the last Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Gimel and Beis. So the Mishnah says, HaKorah BaTorah. when you get an aliyah to read by the Sefer Torah, is la yivchas mishlosh psukim. You can't read less than three psukim. Each aliyah has to at least be three psukim. V'lo yikro lemeturgmin yoyser mi posuk echot. By the Torah, they used to read it to an interpreter. He would say it over in their language. So then you shouldn't say more than one pasuk at a time, in order to understand very carefully what the interpreter has to say.